Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Christ is made the sure foundation. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. 1 Peter 2:6. Houses without foundations are unstable, are susceptible to weakening at the worst possible moment, and never stand up to storms. As Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, a house built to stand must be built on something solid. The imagery of Jesus as the chief cornerstone is captured in this anonymous 7th century hymn. Walk with a 7th century poet. Christ is made the sure foundation, Christ the head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the churches in one. Holy Zion's help forever, and her confidence alone. To this temple where we call thee, come, O Lord of hosts, today. With accustomed loving kindness, hear thy people as they pray, and thy fullest benediction shed within its walls always. Here vouchsafe to all thy servants what they ask of thee to gain, what they gain from thee forever with the blessed to retain, and hereafter in thy glory, evermore with thee to reign. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 through 12.
As you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
Steady, indestructible, immovable. Jesus was all that, and now he calls you to be the same. Steady when the winds of false doctrine swirl around you. Indestructible when temptations seek to weaken you. Immovable when Satan tries to overwhelm you. Peter, whose name means rock, lived up to his name with God's help. Today, you can build on that same foundation, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:13.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.